the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show, Rev. It's number 678. 678. And, of course, it is our original It's Your Business series. 2 hours of business broadcast between now and 11. And let's start with the absent without leave, Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal. I didn't get to find out the cover story Monday, Jody.
Oh, geez, Bill, what is this? One show and how many have you done? How many hundreds? I'm
678.
Never going to hear the end of this.
Yeah. And Rev is already playing the gong on you this morning.
Oh,
so.
No, I got gonged, and that's a good thing the week is over. Oh.
The bonk. You get the bonk, Jody.
I didn't even know that one existed.
That's a classic.
All right, it was... approach to food sets being a little bit different.
Sorry, yes, I know. The story on artisan food producers, I'm sure, came as a big surprise to you since we did not get to unveil that on Monday. But talk about a growing trend. I mean, there's artists in everything, everywhere. So what we tried to do was look at maybe what is a true artisan. And I think we had a timely hook for the story with David Napolitano, who opened his artisan bread bakery, Bredico, downtown just recently. Great story. He started this business still out of his parents' garage, which he retrofitted into a bakery, and he has grown so fast and has so many local retailers selling his product that he has now moved into this retail space next to Latitude 44 over in the East Bank area of downtown. But David is an artisan, let's just say that. And what that means is that he crafts his bread. He approaches making bread like an artist would approach creating a product. And that's really what sets artisans apart. Now, that's not to say that others in the food industry or even in the crafting industry haven't tried to call themselves that. The New York Times actually last year named artisan the most overused word of the year. So obviously a lot of people trying to get in on this trend, but I don't think it's going away anytime soon. We've seen a huge increase every year in farmers markets nationwide. There's really this focus on buying local, eating local, and artisans certainly factor right into that. So we've got our own little growing community of them here in Sioux Falls. If you want to meet more of them, that cover story is still online at SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com. You can see a video inside David's new business and take a look at a photo gallery of some of our other local artisans.
Good story. Yeah. But for your information, 10:36 this morning, we got Busy Lizzie with us, the only flourless bakery in the country out of White, South Dakota.
White, South Dakota. I don't know that I've ever been to White, South Dakota, but maybe she'll provide a nice excuse to do that. I'd love to see those
interesting
up-and-coming
story.
Businesses.
Yep. And
very good.
Actually, 1,500 cookies she baked before she came on the air.
Did she bring you any?
Yes, and I did save you one. Oh, it's now gone.
Once again.
Sorry.
I always miss the celebratory cakes. Now I've missed the flourless bakery.
There you go.
What do you do?
Other breaking news.
I took a look, Bill, at some job numbers this morning, and you know, a few things kind of stood out to me. First of all, South Dakota's unemployment rate for April, which is the most current month we have, inched up a little bit to 3.8%. That one compares to 3.7% in the previous month, and we are now the fifth lowest state for unemployment. For a long time, we were third. Throughout the recession, we were pretty consistently third. Well, now we're fifth, so see if I can remember here. North Dakota, of course, far and away has the lowest. They're at 2.6% unemployment. I think they'd probably say that is too low.
But you got to want to live in North Dakota.
Exactly.
That's part of the problem.
That's the deal.
Those workforce development issues are the key for them. Nebraska typically has followed them, and they still are. Vermont is after them, and we are tied with Utah now at number five. But interestingly, what I found looking year over year, Bill, April to April, is that we've shown increases in jobs in every single major sector the Department of Labor tracks. I don't know that that's happened too much in the past. You know, typically at least somebody's going to be cutting jobs. At least that's been the case for the last several years. But every sector is up. For April, the biggest jump percentage-wise was actually in wholesale trade. That was up 6%. And then we saw hundreds and hundreds of jobs, though, year over year added in many sectors, including professional and business services, education, health services, and not surprisingly, construction, with all of that construction activity we've seen picking up. No real surprise there. But overall, I think probably some good news on the jobs front.
Jody, nice to have you back with us this morning. Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. And I understand you will join us, even though it's a holiday Monday.
I will. So maybe that makes up for earlier.
Oh, it does. It does. Thanks, Jody. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau, joins us. It's Memorial Day weekend. Always appreciate your visit. We have to alert our listeners who isn't getting an A+. And this morning, malware.
Oh, my gosh. This is really, I think maybe we've touched on this before, but this is really one of the most malicious types of malware that there is, because they really hold your computer hostage and offer it for ransom. It's just like kidnapping. You're obviously not a person, but all your information. And it happens to individuals. It happens to small businesses. The cover of our USA Today section earlier this week talked about a Chamber of Commerce in Vermont that was taken down. And that's exactly what they do. They download malware onto your system. If you have a weakness and you log onto your computer and you get a bright screen on there with a ticking clock and you have so much time to pay the ransom or everything on your computer is gone. And we know this to be true locally. Jody did a story not that long ago about a local business that had this happen to them. And you can have the greatest tech in the world, and they can't get in it. They cannot help you. And so some people have paid the ransom and been lucky enough to get the security key to lock it, unlock it and retrieve all their information. Some of them pay the ransom and don't get the key. Mm. And so, you know, you have your employees' information on there. You have their payroll. You can jeopardize getting your employees paid on time. You have your supplier information. You have your banking information. So this is really one of the cruelest things out there. But the FBI made an announcement this week that they really were able to intercept the creator of this sort of software. And he really ran an entrepreneurial type business. He hired and fired employees. He had computer administrators. And he was out there hacking this on these dark web sources, and he was selling a product. He was selling this ransomware to anybody that would buy it for as little as $40 a piece, and he would have you go so far as he would customize it to certain types of industries that if you wanted to target that. And I think I read in the article that over 100,000 businesses were struck. 250,000 businesses in the first 100 days last fall.
Wow.
Right. So, you know, rarely do we get to talk about a cybercrime that actually something happened and an arrest was made. And that's what's so a lot to celebrate on this one, that the FBI, they've arrested somebody in Switzerland. They've arrested several in the U.S. And I think that net is just going to be cast broader and broader. So they have 90 arrests so far. Let's hope they can put these guys out of business permanently.
What are we talking here for a ransom? I mean, what's the amount?
Anywhere from hundreds of dollars. Our local guy, I think, was $300 to several thousand dollars. You know, just I think really depending on what they thought they could really get you for.
Yes.
You know, what you'd be willing to pay.
About 60 seconds left, but the home builders, our good friends there, a little scam they were reporting to their members this week.
You bet. I talked to Julie earlier this morning, and she sent out an email to you and all the members of the HBA talking about a production company that was in town using the HBA name and using it somewhat as an endorsement for what they were doing. And from what I understand, this company does is that they meet with builders and a builder will agree to do a somewhat of an infomercial. But what I understand they do is that the builder then releases the subs names to them and they do a little shakedown on the subs. And, you know, what's a sub to do? If he thinks his builder absolutely wants him to do this, It's somewhat, you know.
So call the Home Builders Association if you have any questions.
Yes.
Sounds like a shakedown that doesn't need to happen.
No, that's right. And Julie has had response. And it happens to other businesses, the realtors. I understand they've used this tactic with realtors. And there are other home builders associations across the U.S. that have reported this. And it's some late night infomercial, so I can't imagine that they've got good.
I feel like I've been to reconciliation.
Amen, brother.
You've resolved us this morning. You have a great weekend.
You too. I'll see you next week.
All right. Adam Scott, Golf Addiction. We are looking at things that are important this weekend. People have a little extra time. Any suggestions, Adam, as to what they might do?
You know, I would recommend maybe getting out and swinging some clubs this weekend. As it looks like we're going to have some fantastic weather. But knowing how people have got a go lifestyle anymore, we've got an option at Golf Addiction as well, and we can get that round done in an hour or as long as you'd like as far as time frame would go.
In case you don't know, Golf Addiction's at 57th and Marion. They're not just Johnny-come-latelys. You've been here at least 18 months or so?
Yeah, about a year and a half now, Bill. And the thing with it is this adventure has been a fun one, just getting to meeting all these new golfers, new customers that come in. And actually, I'm out right now playing with a few of them here at Willow Run, trying to get 9 in before work.
I think that's good. You like to do those events indoors, outdoors. You got one coming up in a week.
We do. We have the Great Life Indoor-Outdoor Tournament coming up on June 7th. And then we have that GA Tour with one spot to fill yet. So if you'd like to join us on a fun day of all-day golf, you'd want to go ahead and give us a call at 274-8903 and get signed up, as we'll be playing 9 holes at Golf Addiction, 9 holes in Hartford, 9 holes in Mitchell, 9 holes in Plankton and back, all on a party bus with a bunch of Boulevard sponsored by Boulevard. So that's going to be a fun weekend. So you're going to want to come in and play around with us.
So if I'm in an elevator and people ask me about Golf Addiction, I'll say beanbag teams, shooting teams, 50 simulated courses, aiming fluid that Rev would want you to know about. Plus, it's just a family fun center. Would that be pretty good?
That would be a fantastic way of describing it. We're your neighborhood entertainment bar and restaurant. Come in and get some great food and come in and shoot some guns, golf away, or even try our skeet ball that we just got loaded up on the simulator.
All right. It's a little early for that, but
don't forget the aiming oil.
You gotta have that. Yeah. Even at Willow Run.
Sure.
Adam, you have a great weekend. Maybe we'll see you out near a flag someplace.
Sounds good. You guys have a great day as well.
Thank you. When we come back, we'll talk a little banking. ReliaBank joins us when it's your business. ReliaBank is quite the community bank around South Dakota, and it's good to have them with us this morning. David Painter is here. And you're introducing somebody to us this morning.
You bet. We've got Mr. Cole Grocott along with us today. He's going to be our new insurance agent in the Hartford office. So,
all right, well, let's get right into it. You know the drill. We've got ReliaBanks around South Dakota. Where are they at?
That's a tough question.
You better know. Reed will be out there listening.
We got two up in Watertown, Hazel, Hayti, Esteline, Hartford, Humboldt, and T. Does that make 8?
I didn't count that far, but
I think it was 8.
If you hadn't got to tea, we'd have heard about it. Trust me. Cole, we have been talking insurance with ReliaBank for almost a year now, but there are some things that people don't know. You're pretty well known in the Hartford area. See you in church. Good family man. Wife's taller than you are, which I've got the same problem, same cross to bear. But tell us why it's so important for you to be at ReliaBank.
Oh, it just, you know, the family atmosphere around the bank and everything's great there. You know, to be local there, I grew up in Humboldt, you know, live in Hartford now, just to know the people in the area.
Insurance products that you guys offer?
We do home, auto, and business are our main, and then we also throw in health and life.
David, when we start talking about having it under one roof, having the opportunities to have those ag loans, the construction loans, see those signs around town. Now to have Cole, a young, bright, young individual that I can finally find somebody I can see eye to eye to, you know, this all works.
You know, it's a huge advantage to have all your business done in one place. For one, you never have to worry about where this bill's going, where that's going. You know, it's all under one roof. We're a full-service institution. We offer everything from retirement planning to insurance to your basic banking needs. So it's nice to be able to offer all of those options, you know, kind of a one-stop shop for people. And it's just good. It's good to do business local. I'm not sure what the stat is, but I think something like 70 cents of every dollar you spend in your local community gets recirculated into your local businesses. And that's who we support, and that's kind of who we are. And I think people really appreciate that, just that sense of community that we have at ReliaBank.
What you need to know is that ReliaBank, at one of the functions we, I think, had at the new fire station, gave out $2 bills to those people attending, with the idea you would spend it, and then it would be like $6 in the community. I've still got my $6 on my shelf. Should I probably spend it in Hartford one of these days?
Whenever you get time.
Ag loans, construction loans, there's signs around Hartford showing financed by ReliaBank.
You bet. Yeah, Hartford is really growing as a community, and we like to be a partner in that on the lender side of things. You know, this is an extremely busy time of year. We are very competitive with your ag loans. You know, the farmers are getting in the field. Might be a little too late for it this year, but, you know, you're always looking forward to the next year. And we're very competitive in all those areas. And then with all the new construction going on in the Hartford area, we like to see that. We like to see our community grow, and we like to invest in that growth. So if you're looking for a good quality construction loan on your new home or on your second home, you know, I think we offer a great product there, so you should come in and see us.
Cole, when you start talking insurance, you don't normally talk in Interbank, but there have to be questions people are asking right now because they're confused with all the headlines involving insurance, what they should have, what they shouldn't have. What kind of questions do you get when they come in to see you, or you wind up going out to see them?
Oh, you know, right now the big thing is, you know, on the health insurance side. Lots of people are asking where that's going.
Health insurance? Yes. We've had questions on health insurance?
Yes, lots of questions on health insurance. You know, just, you know, everybody's so, you know, confused with it right now, trying to figure out, you know, which way it's going to go. Are things going to change again?
Now, being a young family man tied to that area, you have some great insights as to what people need. And they're going to come into the bank and feel like it's not only a community bank, but that community bankism now stretches to where they've got somebody that, if there is an issue, you'll be there.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and it, you know, it's great now. You know, hopefully we can get everything going. Everybody can come to one place for their, you know, their banking, their insurance, do everything right in, you know, one office there.
You know, we're only about a month away from a couple of celebrations, always on the same day. I don't know why maybe ReliaBank couldn't be the one that say, could you do one weekend and do one the next weekend? We're talking T and Hartford with their days. And the bank people that are in that town, ReliaBank in both T and in Hartford, are right there serving watermelon. They're doing the things that make difference. Not giving out $2 bills. But you guys are involved with your faces, and that's what a bank really ought to do in a community.
Yeah. Oh, we love to get out in the community and support these local events, Jamboree Days, Teapot Days. You know, we're front and center right there, kind of frontline members of that, because it is a big deal to the community, and anything that's a big deal to the community is a big deal to us as a bank. You know, they're our lifeline. You know, without the people of Hartford and T, Cole and I wouldn't have a job. You know, so we really appreciate that, and we love to give back, you know, whether it is monetary or just our service being there. You know, I think that goes a long way with the community members.
And you both represent the bank very well. Very bright young men that care about it, take ownership, do whatever. Cole, how are they going to reach you at ReliaBank?
I'm going to be in the Hartford office most of the time. You can call the main office there. It is 528-4000.
And ReliaBank obviously has a website. I've had a chance to be on there looking. If you're in T or any of these other six locations with Hartford, how do they reach you?
You know, I'm in the Hartford office the majority of the time. And like Cole said, that's 528-4000. But as for our website, you know, we have a very user-friendly website. We're very competitive in the technology aspect of banking. So many people don't have time to do the traditional banking of going to the actual store and, you know, and doing their daily business in person. A lot of these people do it on the go because life is so busy. So we like to cater to those needs. We have you know, our technology stacks up, you know, with any of the regional banks or pretty much any bank in the country. So if you are a busy person like most people are, you know, it's a good way to do business on the go.
David Painter, Cole Grocott, Relia Bank, take care of your insurance, your loan needs, just being a part of the community. Guys, have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too, Bill. Yes, thanks for having us.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the official water of It's Your Business. That would be Connecticut following Fox Business News.
Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
Julian Edwards, Connecticut. She's with us this morning. It's the official water of It's Your Business, and I always like my water with a little ice in it, and it's right to my taste this morning. Julian, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I understand you like ice in your water as well.
Yes, I do. I always have to have just that little bit of ice.
Well, we're finally with this ice in our water this morning, getting into some warm weather, and if you want your clothing feeling good, smelling good, feeling soft, why should they consider Connecticut soft water?
Well, Connecticut's been in business for 44 years, and we've just really set the standards for keeping Connecticut giving you that nice soft water all the time for all the laundry you need. And in this time of year, you go through more clothing because you're out maybe golfing, as you do. Golfing, and maybe you have a couple children that's in soccer or baseball. So you're going to have a little more laundry to do in the summer. And so you're always going to have that nice soft water. It doesn't matter whether you have 2 loads of laundry to do or 10 loads of laundry to do. You always have the soft water.
We mentioned occasionally, it's been a while, that we have cut the cord, salt, made in the good old USA. That, to me, is kind of wrapping around what Connecticut does do.
It does. Now, cutting the cord actually refers to our technology, and we do not use any electricity to operate our water softeners. So they're all done by water pressure coming into your home. So that gives you continuous soft water all the time. And our salt usage is just so minimum. And I get this all the time where people will come in and say, well, I need a couple bags of salt, but boy, I haven't gotten salt for a while, and we have that nice soft water. It just really doesn't take any salt, so they don't have to break their backs carrying all those bags of salt downstairs. And, of course, being made in USA, it doesn't get any better than that, and you can't really purchase too many things that's not made in the USA. So, yeah.
I make the reference, too, that real estate people, when they're out showing houses, and I've seen them do it, and I'm a part of the real estate side, and people will ask you, do I really need soft water in the house? And I think 78% of the time, real estate people say yes. The other 22% say, let me check on that and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Do you agree that it is important in South Dakota, in our Sioux Empire area, that soft water becomes an issue because of the hard water that we have?
I do. If you don't have soft water in your home, you're just asking for more repair bills to maybe your dishwasher, your washing machine. Maybe you're going to have to replace that water heater. In fact, I was just at a home a couple evenings ago, and in 10 years, they have been through 3 water heaters, and they've been through fixing all of the back ends of their toilets. And luckily, it actually is in your hometown, Bill, Hartford.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and their next door neighbor just happened to be a client of mine, so they got on the phone and called, and you know, they ended up with a nice water softener, so we're looking forward to taking care of those people as well.
Julian Edwards, Connecticut. How do they reach you?
339-3434.
And you have a website?
I do. It is ConnecticutSiouxFalls.com.
You know, one of the things about Julian, and she and I have known each other now 9, 10 years, maybe it's 12 years, I need to kind of add. Because
I think about 11.
Well, it was in 01 or 02. That we didn't know it, maybe it was 03. But you've been around here for 10 plus years.
Yes.
You've been 10 years that other Sioux that's just south.
That's correct.
But we keep hearing from customers that say that you give them good service, which is one of the things that is a must in our show, It's Your Business.
Well, there's nothing more important to service, and giving great service to a customer to me is just as important as the evening or the day that you get the sale. If you can't provide the service, the people are not going to give you a good referral, and you're not really doing your business justice.
You've been traveling, been at a lot of kitchen tables. You've been at a lot of booths, talking and listening to people. What are people concerned about?
I'd say right now people are really starting to ask more questions about chlorine and fluoride. Those are the two items that are really just not healthy for you. And the saying goes, and they can look this up and research it if they'd like, but if you take a 10-minute shower in the morning, your skin will absorb more chlorine than if you were to drink 2 gallons of that chlorinated water that same day. So your skin, being the biggest living cell that we have, does absorb just everything that you put on it. And it's very important to be as healthy as we can these days.
So the chlorine is a factor.
Yes, it is.
In a 10-minute shower.
Yes.
And a bath might be even worse?
Yes, if you want to sit in there and soak for about 20 minutes.
I think most people still are doing showers now, unless you're a little bit older and you have to go the other route. But the water's important. It is one of those commodities that sometimes we overlook, the air we breathe, what's in the air, what's in the water. And if you got any concerns, I'd suggest you talk a little bit with Julene. She's proven through the years that she can deal with businesses. We've heard their testimonials to you on the show. We've heard customers that have said, you know, she's there when we need her. We haven't needed her in 10 or 11 years because the product has lasted. But if we have questions, they need to call you. And how do they call you?
Give me a call at 339-3434.
Julene Edwards, Connecticut. You have a good weekend. Are you doing any house calls on Memorial Day weekend?
You know, I don't have anything planned, but that's good because everybody does need to take some time and be with their family.
And thank God for those service people that gave us the opportunity to do that.
Exactly.
Connecticut. Starts with Julene Edwards. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill. You do the same.
Lie that says it's better for your business that you get a good night's sleep. And my good friend Chris Larson at the Comfort King Factory, not just a place that is in a box store someplace, but actually they'll bring you in, let you lay down on those mattresses and find out what works for you, what's going to give you the best night's sleep. In my particular case, I have one that has zero gravity, which means that I can actually sit up in bed, I can have a massager, I can do whatever it takes to get a good night's sleep. Last bed that I had bought was in Hickory, North Carolina, back in the 90s, late 90s. Was working in Knoxville, Tennessee at the time. They fitted me there as well, but nothing like what Dr. Chris Larson does at the factory. Oh, yeah, the 1890s. It was another century, I'll tell you that. But if you're in the middle of the night, you're there and you're wondering, would a Comfort King work for me? Yeah, because it's fitted to you. It's not like the mass-produced mattresses. And for me to get up and be able to talk with Jeffy this morning with the VA and Julene, be able to talk with you and give you information that will help you in your daily lives and your businesses, it starts with Comfort King. Dr. Tim Lee Burton is part of our business golf show. Actually, the business of golf, we call it on Wednesday now. He joins us this morning at Specialty Orthopedics. Dr. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm at the Avera Surgical Center. I'm in between surgeries at this point. But I'm looking forward to golfing at 2 o'clock out at Baker Crossing later today.
Oh, you didn't invite me. So that
No, I have to practice a lot more before playing with you, because if I play really bad and have to use that ball retriever I got last Friday, I think you'll talk about it on air too much.
Now, let me tell you, I needed that ball retriever last night in league, okay? I had just chipped in back-to-back birdies, okay? And then got a little slice on my left-to-right giddy-up. It goes in the water, and I didn't have a retriever. So a gentleman that's a bailiff with the county sheriff's department had to fish it out. And it was like, thanks, Tim. That orange retriever that you had for me would have worked.
Well, when's your birthday?
Not soon enough.
I've only had to use it twice since last week, and I think that's pretty good playing a course like Baker where there's hazards all over the place.
There you are. One of the things that we like about what you do is that you can get people in and out. Any problems they might have, you can get them in with 24 hours. Your staff sees to that.
Yes. I'm doing two knee surgeries today, and one of the patients that I'm doing her knee scope on, she called the office just last week. She had been having knee pain for several months, and she called the office because she wanted to get back to doing things this summer, and she found that her knee was limiting her with what she could do. So I was able to get her in quickly. We did x-rays, did an MRI, found out she had a meniscus tear. That's what was giving her her symptoms for the last seven or eight months, and we talked about her different treatment options, and her tear was an unstable tear, and so we were able to get her scheduled at her convenience today to have this thing taken care of, and she'll be back on her feet right away and be back to doing her normal activities within the next couple of weeks.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics. Let's make it real simple. When should people call, and what should they expect?
When your body doesn't respond like it typically does, when you have ailments that the normal time frame or if over-the-counter medications don't seem to be taking care of the issue like it would have in the past, I wouldn't put it off. At least get a diagnosis. I can see you usually the same day, but many times the next day. And I would call 275-5560 or Google Specialty Orthopedics, and my staff is eager to see you and help you.
Well, and that's what it's all about. You're able to go out and play golf this afternoon, but we want your people that have little twinges, little problems, to be able to do the same thing. And if you get in quicker, you can get out quicker, you can enjoy more of the summertime, which are way too short in South Dakota.
Absolutely.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics. Hope you don't have to use that ball retriever.
And I've been doing pretty good. Probably because I've been steering away from the water hazard so much that I'm going the opposite direction.
And for those that are playing with Dr. Tim, don't believe his handicap. And the reason he's got that small ball retriever is so that you can't see it. He wants you to believe he never hits the ball in the drink.
You figured me out.
Dr. Tim, you have a great weekend.
You too.
Veterans Day, Memorial Day weekend. Just ahead, we're going to talk about the importance of it. The importance of it, maybe your kids and grandkids that have no idea what Memorial Day and what the veterans have done for us. We've got Jeffy here. There's only one of those in Sioux Falls. We'll talk when It's Your Business returns.
We know it's not a real word, but it means real.
The news this week about the VA hospitals and health care. And next week, the Sioux Falls VA health care system will Thursday explain that Sioux Falls has nothing to hide. And like many that are accused of having secret wait lists that apparently denied care. We'll keep an eye on that. But this morning, with Memorial Day weekend cranking up, Jeffy Wilkes, commander of Post 15 American Legion, joins us. When we start talking about that veterans care, I know that's near and dear to your heart and certainly reminds us over this Memorial Day weekend, we got to take care of the veterans.
Yeah, it's something that a lot of veterans are concerned about, we were promised, health care, and some of us don't get it, because they changed the rules, apparently. But, the ones that are qualified, they're supposed to be getting health care. If they're not getting it, that's an injustice to what they've done to make this country free.
Are you more comfortable that Sioux Falls is taking care of people better than maybe some of these other places we've heard about, Phoenix and other corners of the country?
Yes. And I don't know if it's because we're not as big, but we also have that hometown, let's take care of each other feel here in the Midwest. And I think we, I don't know how that in the East Coast and West Coast, how things are going, but they just don't seem to have that same caring for the fellow person as we do here.
We want to talk a little bit about the importance of Memorial Day and the fact that some of those that maybe are your age, Jeffy, you and I understand what Memorial Day is all about. Decoration Day. Families, a lot of times, don't even go to cemeteries anymore and remember relatives. How important is this Monday?
the Monday here is, you know, it started out, you know, it was supposed to be, it was when it was set up, you know, it was May 30th was Memorial Day. That's the official Memorial Day. But then I think it was 71, they changed it. Congress changed it to the last Monday of the month. So it gets a three-day weekend. And when it went to the three-day weekend, that's where I think we lost a lot of the symbolic, you know, what's Memorial Day all about? You know, because it's just, you know, it's a three-day weekend. You get off from work and you can go out to the golf course, or you can go out to the lake and go have a good time. But you do need to remember not only our fallen heroes and just family members, too, that are out there that have come before us and it basically raised us.
All right. Tell us what the Legion is going to be doing Monday. You've certainly got the opportunity for people to go out and see what's been done, the number of flags that are going to be put out, the fact that they can go out and just maybe thank those that are still with us, thank the families for what the ultimate sacrifice was. That's a pretty small thing to give back if you're part of our community.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we'll be starting tomorrow morning. The Legion will be going out. We do Woodlawn Cemetery, put the flags out on all the veterans' graves. And the VFW and the DV will be out also putting out in the different cemeteries. We got a schedule which cemetery we could cover. And then on Tuesday, we bring the flags back in. But it's something that we get some dedicated veterans that know what this means, and they're willing to give up their Saturday morning to do this. And then their Tuesday morning, we'll be going out and retrieving the flags. And it's just our small way of saying thank you for what you did.
In the past, there have been some observances at cemeteries. Is there one official one this year?
There is one every year. It's at the VA, at the grounds of the VA. And that'll be Monday morning. And at 10 o'clock, our gem of the city, the municipal band will be out there and they'll be playing. And then at 10:30 starts the VA memorial service. And it's run by the Vets Council, which is made up of all the veterans organizations in the community. There's about 14 different organizations. And we just take a little bit of time to pause and remember of the ones that came before us.
Jeffy Wilkes is commander of the Post 15 American Legion. Lots of stories. They've been in print. You and I have talked about it. Service clubs, veterans organizations need to pass the torch. You need people to replace those that are dying, those people that are getting to the next generation. Actually, you're issuing an invitation for people to be a part of the American Legion, which needs to carry on, because if we don't have somebody to do it in the next 5 or 10 years, a great tradition is going to pass by us.
That's true, Bill. And my goal this year is to get more family-orientated activities down at the Legion, because we have a lot of veterans that are in their 20s and 30s that have families, young families. And so it's not just a place to go down and have a beverage with your friends, but we're open to the public. We have lunches during the week, that $3 lunch, and it's a great meal. We didn't hire a cook recently, we hired a chef, and he puts on a great meal. And you know, some of the other activities coming up on the 14th is Flag Day, 14th of June, and it's also the bicentennial of the national anthem being written by Francis Scott Key. So we're going to be out there with the singing Legionnaires, and we're going to be out there leading the audience and all the sports fans to the national anthem.
We hope our listeners will keep those that have served our country in mind this weekend. It's a great chance for you to be with your families, but maybe share with your family the importance of what we have in this country. We can sit and we can argue politically, but you know, if we don't have our military, if we don't have the Legion, we don't have the strength of being able to defend ourselves, to make it all work, we're losing something, Jeffy.
Yes, and the American Legion is a bipartisan program, but we do promote get out and vote. And we don't allow candidates to come in and campaign at our meetings or in our post, but we do encourage our members and our citizens to get out and vote for the candidate they think that should run our country and run our city and run our county and state.
Well, we're going to talk to him a little bit on Monday as well. Just as a reminder, we want to take that opportunity and the 3 or 4 minutes that we might talk about that. If people say, I hadn't thought about that in a long period of time, that it's pretty important. The Rev is always enjoying what you do out with the Legion. In fact, make your own kind of music.
Well, yeah, Jukebox Zeros, who, you know, we've talked about before, my band, one of my bands, we play there on a regular basis at the Legion. The Legion has been famous for decades for the good old hand-poured drinks and the good service and the biggest dance floor pretty much in the city, I think, almost. And in the last few years, they've started running a little bit more rock and roll because, unfortunately, I am getting older. And so they've kind of livened things up over at the Legion a little bit. We actually have a show or a couple shows coming up first weekend of June there, the 6th and 7th, I think it is, or something like that. So, and it's a great place to see a band and dance. I mean, there's tons of room to dance. And like I said, the old hand-poured drinks are still a motto at the Legion. So,
well, and we hope people will take advantage of it. Jeffy, thanks for what you do. Thanks for your service to this country. It's special to us, and we'll try to remind people one more time on Monday.
Yes, and thanks, everybody, for listening to, and for Bill and Rev for letting me come down here to Kello 1220 and speak to you about the American Legion.
Well, and it's 1320, I think, if we changed it.
It's 1320, but that's 1320. Okay.
You're close enough.
Yeah, I'm
if
close
you're 1220, enough. You can get there. But we appreciate you, appreciate the Legion. Thank somebody this weekend that served the country. You know, if nothing else, this weekend with your family should at least include a thank you someplace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyway, in our next hour, we're going to reach out a little bit. We're going to talk law. We're going to talk a little bit about Busy Lizzie. Busy Lizzie has got the only flourless bakery in the country, and it's in White, South Dakota.
Now, I find that ironic. No flour, but it's in white. Get it? White and flour?
I know.
Okay.
But we'll be talking about that. Monday, we will have both shows. We're going to talk a lot about the veterans. We're going to talk about the China trip that was made. And that China trip, pretty important when you start talking agriculture. It's your agribusiness in the 10 to 11 o'clock hour. Guests starting to arrive for our 10 o'clock show this morning. We're going to take a little break. Network news, and Jack will check in with the local news. When we return, more It's Your Business. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.